listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, immigration is a political hot-button topic in the news every day. We'll talk to a reporter who's been tracking stories of people deported to their countries of origin only to be killed there. That's coming up later in the show. First, workers' compensation is an exchange between an injured worker and their employer. The employer gives up their right to sue the employee, gives up the right to sue the employer, but the employer must provide things like medical care, lost wages, or resulting disabilities. Something different happens when the employer and the injured employee don't agree about the extent or nature of an injury. An outside party may be invited in. Independent medical examiners, or IMEs for short, are hired by employers or insurance companies to make an assessment about the nature of an injury. A new report by Wisconsin Watch takes a look at criticism that these IMEs routinely side with the employer, downplaying the injury of the worker. Alexandra Hall is a Wisconsin Public Radio Mike Simonson Memorial Investigative Reporting Fellow. Alex, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about these independent medical examiners, first of all. What is their role in a worker compensation claim?
Well, first I should say that the vast majority of workers' compensation claims don't even make it to a hearing. The latest numbers that we have are from 2016, and they show that there were about 30,000 claims that year, 5,000 were contested, and most of those reach a settlement out of court. But for the few hundred or so that do make it to court, an independent medical examiner is brought in who is hired by an self-insured employer or an insurance company to verify whether or not a worker is actually as injured as they say they are, what kind of treatment they require, and what the employer needs to pay for. And they can be brought in at different stages of the process.
But they're only going to be involved in the most contested workers' comp cases, it sounds like.
Well, actually, in one of the cases that we looked at, there was an injured worker who filed a claim and was seen by an IME pretty early on in the process. You know, they received a letter that said no additional physical therapy, treatment, pain medication is authorized through workers' comp. Any additional treatment of this condition may be your personal responsibility. And then as an afterthought, you could have a hearing before the Department of Workforce Development to contest this. And so the IME was brought in at an early stage in the process.
Can you talk about who the independent medical examiners are?
Sometimes they are doctors with active practices in the state of Wisconsin who, you know, a certain percentage of their practice is performing IMEs. They're kind of like a freelance doctor. They can also be doctors who work in other states. We found a number of names of physicians who reside outside of the state of Wisconsin came up repeatedly in our interviews with attorneys as being IMEs who often weigh in on these cases. Some of them are retired doctors. Some of them, you know, half of the time see their own regular patients in their own state and then go to other states to do IMEs.
And a judge you quote in your piece, Shavey, an administrative law judge, has seen a lot of these come through and says, basically, if I see a certain name on it, I know what this doctor is going to say. They're going to rule on behalf of that company.
I remember a couple of doctors. As soon as you see the doctor's name on a report, one knows that the opinion is going to be adverse to the injured worker. They are so blatant that it's almost a waste of time to read the report because you know what it's going to say.
Could you talk about what he had to say?
Right. Yeah. I think that Shady's perspective is really interesting because, you know, he worked as an administrative law judge focusing solely on workers' comp for 30 years. So he saw a lot of cases like this, and he's a very middle of the road kind of guy. And he talked about how some ALJs are worker applicant leaning, some are employer insurance company leaning. Even his colleagues told me that he's very middle of the road. And he said that, you know, when you look at the IME's reports and you look at the treating physicians or the injured workers' doctors' reports, you know, oftentimes these workers' comp decisions come down to what he called the battle of the dueling doctors, that doctors on both sides can be biased or advocate for the patient or the insurance company. He called it, he described it as degrees of credibility. But he said that, you know, you have to be, that's the challenge for the ALJ. They have to look at all of the facts. What did each doctor say on each case? And he said that, you know, even, you know, he felt that his antenna would go up whenever he would see an IME just as the product of his 30 years of experience. But that, you know, the majority of times the IMEs would be more leaning towards the insurance company, disproportionate to how much the treating physicians were advocating for the injured workers.
And it makes sense, at least a lot of the people you talk to, because that IME, that independent medical examiner, they're hired, as you say, by the self-insuring company or the insurance company. If they want to keep doing this and making that money, they might, if they keep ruling against or arguing against the company's not going to come back to them.
Right. And that would make sense in theory. And it's terrible that we don't have the data to actually verify that, especially because in a litigation setting, it's expected that the plaintiff side would make that argument and say, look at this IME who's coming in. They're just in the insurance company's pocket. We can't trust their diagnosis. And that's the reason why the injured worker deserves benefits. The experts that we spoke to, there's an anatomy and law professor, Sam Hodge, who we interviewed at Temple University, and said that the plaintiffs are expected to say something like that. The insurance worker, the insurance side, can say the same thing about the treating physician. But what's interesting is that while there are degrees of credibility, the treating physician is expected to provide a standard of care that the IME is not. In the state of Wisconsin and in many other states, IMEs are not considered part of a patient-doctor relationship. So that means that if a workers' comp applicant really is severely injured and an IME writes in their report or sees that they are very injured and writes in their report that they're not as injured as they observe that they are as the doctor, that examinee cannot sue the IME for medical malpractice.
And it seems like this might be what makes people uncomfortable. You'd hope that a doctor, an MD, is going to look at this injured person and try to provide as an objective assessment of a condition as you can. This feels more like an adversarial pair of lawyers who are expected to argue, you know, one side versus another side. It feels weird in medicine.
Right. And that's what I thought was really interesting about how the system is set up, especially because, you know, I and my editor talked about, well, how can we evaluate how legitimate a doctor's diagnosis is or not on one side or the other? But then we thought, well, how can a judge do that? A judge isn't a doctor either. So it's interesting that the system is set up this way. But time and again, you know, every interview that we did with attorneys, professors, judges like Judge Joe Shavey, they said, you know, this is the way that the system is set up, and we don't think that it needs to be changed because, honestly, I can't really see how else you would do it.
One, I think there's one suggestion that, like, okay, we keep the system as it is, but let's take the word independent out of the title here, because they are, in effect, hired by the company or insurance company. They're advocating, in many cases, for that side. Let's call them something other than independent.
Right. And that's something that attorneys brought up in a few interviews that we did, is that, you know, the word independent doesn't only have an effect on, you know, in a litigation setting. It also has an effect on the applicant. And IMEs don't only weigh in on workers' comp cases, but also in personal injury cases. So if a patient sees that an independent medical examiner says that, you know, they're not as ill as they think or that they don't need treatment, if you're not privy to how this system works, you might think, well, okay, you know, maybe this doctor knows more than I do. And, you know, I think that the concern on behalf of the injured workers' attorneys is that some applicants for workers' comp won't pursue their rights.
And you mentioned this briefly. Is there criticism of some patient-provided doctors that, well, they have a financial incentive, they want to get paid for providing treatment to the patient? They have an incentive to skew things in a certain way to make sure their patient gets the workers' compensation claim, thus paying them.
Absolutely. And we did hear that. I interviewed a defense attorney, recently retired, who pointed out that very detail that, you know, sometimes the treating physician will earn, you know, tens of thousands of dollars more if the workers' comp claim is taken up, is accepted as it was applied for. And the other one of the other experts that we interviewed was talking about how, you know, a treating physician is also susceptible to being impartial because, you know, when you're in medical school, you're not trained to question your patient's symptoms. You are trained to listen to your patient and do your best to fully understand what they need and treat them. So there's potential for bias on both sides.
And briefly, as we wrap up, are people talking about changing the workers' compensation system for these and other reasons? Or is it maybe a flawed system, but the best we can do?
You know, I don't know of anybody really talking about changing the system. I did hear from one attorney who said that, you know, the way that the system is set up with these IMEs and the potentials for bias has, this is the way that it's been for decades. And in fact, he talked about, he was an attorney who didn't want to be named, and he called two of the doctors in our report the Flying O'Briens. And he said when he was a young lawyer 30 years ago, there was another doctor called Zero Shapiro. And so it's kind of like, you know, there's always been doctors like this. But he said one of the things that has changed is the Labor and Industry Review Commission, the LIRC, which reviews decisions that are appealed after an administrative law judge rules on them. And he said that the difference here is that, you know, although the ALJs will see the IME report and say, we know what this means, we're aware of how the system works, the LIRC now, which is politically appointed commissioners, a board that makes decisions after they move on from the ALJ, that they are now, he believed, taking the IME reports more seriously. And he believed that's where there's room for error.
We'll leave it there. Alex, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Alexandra Hall is a fellow working for Wisconsin Public Radio and the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. She joined us to talk about the most recent installment in the Broken Whistle series.